That was Russia's most popular politician at the wheel of a Formula One car. Putin hit speeds of nearly 150 miles an hour as women on the sidelines of the racetrack gushed. Putin signed a deal with Formula One's chief to bring the sport to Russia in 2014, leading some commentators to speculate, will NASCAR be next? In Moscow, Jessica Gallagher, Fox News Radio.
A group of family and friends in Michigan has suddenly found themselves with cash to burn after hitting the Powerball jackpot. We knew the winning ticket had been sold at the Uptown Bookshop, a porn shop with a walk-up lottery window. Mike Greer came forward to claim the ticket. He won't say how many people went in on the ticket, but we'll say a good chunk will be donated to his church. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast here. It looks like we're going to have some sunny skies and a high of about 75 today. And tonight's going to be reaching about a low of 48. And tomorrow, sunny skies again, high of 74. So it's looking good there. We've got a current temperature of about, let's see here, 55 degrees right now here in Santa Cruz. And the official time is 10:06 and 39 seconds. Up next, we've got the Saturday special, MZ, and 2 hours. We're going to have some fun here. Stay tuned. KSCO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
How do you know we're going to have some fun?
I just know it.
Because we always do.
We always do. And I've got to run and turn that music down in the other room, so before you start
music?
The show.
I don't hear any music.
Oh, well, you can't, remember? You can't hear.
Oh, okay.
And I just did that because I was in a rush. And
so what should I do while you're going to the other room?
How about, let's see, recite a poem?
I don't have any poems.
I'm just kidding. Tell a joke.
All
it'll
right.
Take me just a minute.
Okay, so you mean if I put on the jingle, people will be hearing two different things?
Yeah,
at the same time?
Yep. My fault here. I just can't move very fast now.
It takes a big person to admit that he or she is wrong.
Yeah, it does. You're right.
But yeah, yeah. Anyhow. Okay.
Okay. So give me a minute. Tell a little joke or say hi to everybody, and it'll be done.
I'm gonna say hi to everybody, and I guess let's see. What can I do to take that? I can have some pollen burst for some energy. Right, that's always good. Have you folks ever had pollen burst? I'm going to try some right now while I'm on the air. Pollen burst powder. It sort of tastes like Tang. You know that breakfast drink, Tang? It's been around for many, many years. I think the outer space astronauts used to take Tang, if I'm not mistaken. But Tang didn't have vitamin A, vitamin B1, vitamin B3, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, pantothenic acid, and vitamin D3, as well as gluconolactone and inositol. See? But this does. Pollen burst. No, seriously. I mean, so many people at KSCO have so much energy. That's the secret I'm sort of letting everybody else in on. Anyhow, I'm going to assume...
Your assumption is correct.
All right, I'm going to assume that you're done and that I can start the music.
Yep, go to town.
Good morning, a brighter day is here. Good morning, may we bring you cheer.
We've got time We've got tunes, we've got time tunes and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSVO Radio.
Yes, get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSVO Radio, 1080. On your dial. Aren't you happy you're tuned in to KSCO, your favorite radio station, in the Saturday special? Just MC just blathering away. We expect to have an interesting program for the next 2 hours, but who knows what's going to happen? You might as well stay tuned and find out, though.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Regardless of your personal politics, we can all agree on this. The U.S. economy is in deep bleep. So what can we do to cure the deficit of trillions of dollars? Have you heard about H.R. 4646, the bank and debit card transaction tax? Now, this would cure the deficit in only 7 to 10 years because any transaction involving a bank account would be taxed at the initial rate of 1%. All deposits, all withdrawals, all checks, all auto pays, all service charges, everything involving every bank account would be taxed by the government. Now think about this. How many millions of individual transactions occur each day in U.S. banks? Who knows, but it is a bunch. And maybe, just maybe, this is something that should be implemented as planned later this year. But why hasn't this been all over the news media? Find out on the next KSCO special this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on We Don't Mean to Upset You, We Just Want to Alert You, because it's our job, radio, AM 1080 KSCO. So, Nikki, did you hear that?
Hear what?
Well, that promo.
Yeah, I heard it. I played it earlier,
yeah,
too.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So what do you think of that? I mean, it's one way to raise a bunch of money real fast, don't you think?
Yeah, so is legalizing marijuana, but you know what? I don't know. It's kind of... taxes are kind of a bad word, I think.
Well, the money's got to come from somewhere.
Yeah, but can't we figure out ways of... doing it besides taxing people more?
Not spending as much,
cutting the people that earn too much money that they shouldn't be earning that much.
You know me, I'm always asking you personal questions.
Oh, yeah, I know.
May I ask you one for today?
You may. I'm not.
Okay. You're probably like me and don't care for labels, right? But
yes, I don't care for labels.
All that kind of stuff. I don't either, but, you know, the world is sort of... a label happy world.
Yeah, it is.
All right. And so these people, a lot of people, you know, just sort of come up with ways to describe people, you know, with labels. If you had to label yourself politically, how would you label yourself?
Oh, tricky, tricky question. I would probably, you know, it's tough because there are things on the Democrat and Republican side that I agree with, and disagree with. So what do they call the middle person? What's that called?
Moderate. Yeah.
I would say moderate.
Right. All right. So I received this email, and it was checked out on Snopes. You know about Snopes, right?
No, I don't.
Snopes is a website that you go to check out the veracity of something, if something is for real or not. And with the internet, you know, anybody can publish something on the internet, whether it's true or not. I mean, there's no... If I were the person in charge of deciding, arbitrating what is correct and what isn't, it would be a good thing. Because then everything that got published on the internet, people could go to the bank with. But number one, first of all, no one has given me that authority. And number two, even if someone had, I don't know that I could work that hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So I got an email from a friend on November 3rd that said, everyone should be aware. And this is for H.R. 4646. And it says, I have gone to Thomas, Library of Congress, and printed out and read all 15 pages of this bill, which has been given the short title of Debt-Free America Act. It is the most socialistic thing I have ever read. I'm reading the email to me. Just think, if you deposit $5,000 into your checking account or savings account, the bank has to take out 1% or $50 of that money and send it to Washington. Then, any checks or cash you take out of your bank, they will deduct 1% from what is still in the bank and send it to Washington. Total put in the bank, $5,000, 100 of that you give to Washington. This bill spells it out that everyone will pay the government 1% of their gross income. Page 9 states the House and Senate shall convene not later than November 23rd, 2010. That's like a week from now, right? And page 11 states that the vote on the passage shall occur not later than December 23rd, 2010. Well, to me, that says this isn't law yet, but I've never heard of such a thing where it's ordained that a certain thing shall be convened at a certain date and should be voted on not later than another date. Anyhow, it says...
That's crap. They already take taxes out of our income and out of our paychecks. Why more? What's the point? Why don't they take it out of... I'm mad.
Well, anyhow, this email said, send this to everyone you know, and everyone needs to contact their congressman and senator and tell them to vote no on this bill. If you don't know who your congressman or senator is, go to Google and type in your state congressman email address. When it comes up, click complete email address for Congress, House, Senate, governors, and get both email and fax information. The bill is H.R. 4646, introduced by U.S. Representative Peter DeFazio, Democrat, Oregon, and U.S. Senator Tom Harkin, Democrat, Iowa. It is now in committee and will probably not be brought out until after the November elections. Well, that's now. Suggest that you pass this along and also to your state senator and representative and U.S. congressmen and senators. 1% transaction tax is proposed. President Obama's finance team is recommending this transaction tax. His plan is to sneak it in after the November election to keep it under the radar. It's a 1% tax, again, on all transactions at any financial institution, i.e. banks, credit unions, etc. Any deposit you make or move around within your account, i.e. transfer to, will have a 1% tax charged. If your paycheck or your Social Security or whatever is direct deposit, 1% tax charge. If you hand carry a check in to deposit, 1% tax charged. If you take cash into deposit, 1% tax charged. This is from the man who promised that if you make under $250,000 per year, you will not see one penny of new tax. Keep your eyes and ears open. You will be amazed at what you learn. Some say, aw, it's just 1%. Remember, once the tax is there, they can raise it at will. Okay, that's basically the email that spawned this. Now, when you check it out on Snopes, it tells you that this is true. It says there are some parts of it that are false, but it basically says that this is true. So... I don't know what to do here, but I think we can use it to spawn a discussion of what the smart thing to do would be. Okay, to take our unbelievably large deficit, okay, and reduce it. Now, I'm going to put it out. 479-1080 is our phone number if you want to give us a call here at your favorite radio station. It's the Saturday special with MZ and Nikki. There's no particular guest here, but I think this is a really fascinating topic to discuss. In the news this week, there was initial findings or initial recommendations of the Deficit Reduction Commission that has former Senator Al Simpson and a number of other people on it. And they made a number of recommendations to at least consider. And one of them that I remember, foremost among the recommendations, was that mortgage interest no longer be a deductible item for your taxes. So what happens if they do that? Well, it'll save an awful lot of money. You know, if you can no longer deduct mortgage interest from your taxes, how many people in KSCO land used that use the deductibility of their mortgage interest as a way to factor in whether or not you're going to purchase the home that you're living in right now. I know I sure did. I don't know. 479-1080, give us a call. I want to start this discussion here about what we can do. It's your favorite radio station and what we can do to make the deficit reduced. So why is it that we haven't heard anything about this other than in this email? How come the news media hasn't been talking about it? Well, I don't know the answer to that. Maybe it's something that should be considered. What do you think? I don't think you like the idea, do you, Nikki James?
Nope, I don't.
Uh-huh.
Less taxes on us and, you know, take it out of salaries of the people that are the politician. I mean, there's so many things that are so wrong with that. And there's so many things that we spend money on that is ridiculous. We don't need to. I mean, the spending's ridiculous, and you don't need to take it out of our paycheck. I mean, our paychecks are getting smaller and smaller enough anyway, so.
Who is this caller who's on the line now?
Yeah, my name's Carl.
Carl, hi, caller. Carl, where are you calling from, Carl?
I'm calling from Soledad.
Oh, are you a prisoner?
No.
Oh.
I live not too far from the prison, though.
Okay.
Actually, I guess we're all prisoners to our captives.
I guess. But I
want to bring a touch on the subject of the 1% to start with.
Yeah.
In actuality, it's a minimum of 2% because it's 1% in and 1% out. So if you deposit your money into, say, $1,000 into your checking account, you pay the 1%, and then you turn around, and every time you write a check, you pay 1% on the check you write, and it goes out of your check. So it's a minimum of 2%. So the fact that they're saying it's only 1% is a farce. And then what right now, when you deposit your money into a savings account or a CD, the most you're going to get is about 1% to 1.5%, depending on how long you put your money in for. So who is going to bother giving your money to banks so that they could turn around and lend it, because they're going to either have to raise their rates drastically on what they pay, or nobody's going to bother putting it into a savings account, because when you change your money from your savings account to your checking account in order to use your money later, you have to pay a 1% tax on it again.
You're right. That's exactly right.
And so then if you put your money into a CD, you turn around and put your change it back into a savings account because you're going to remodel your house or whatever. You put it into your checking account, and then you pay your 1% going from your CD to your checking account, and then another 1% going from your checking account back out to the contractor that does your remodel for you. So there's no reason to save money in a bank account anymore.
So you're not right. So people, you think that if this would have a chilling effect on savings, and it would make all the money go away from the banks? Because what would people do with their money?
They would put it under a mattress, or you could go down.
Well, if everybody knew that people were putting money under their mattresses, that's why I don't buy gold like an idiot. I should have been buying gold all these months when it was running up. But I'm one of those people who says, geez, I don't want to invest in something that can be stolen from me real easily. That's why I like real estate, because, you know, it's pretty hard to pick up a house and abscond with it.
Yes, that's true. And then as far as the home mortgage, if they take away the deductibility of that, I currently pay ballpark just shy of $20,000 a year in interest on my home mortgage, which saves me about $5,000 in taxes.
Uh-huh.
At about a 25% tax bracket.
Well,
okay, if you take that and you add that back into my income, it puts me, not only do I lose my $5,000 that I have to turn around and pay in taxes, it puts me into a higher tax bracket, which means I'm going to go into the 32% tax bracket instead of the 25% tax bracket. So then on my whole income, not just that amount, on my whole income, it jumps me up to the 32% tax bracket.
Carl, may I ask you a personal?
This is a huge, huge hit that people would be taking, and you would find more home foreclosures that you've ever seen in the past.
Carl, may I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Like I always ask Nikki. Do you pay much in the way of income tax?
Yes. Okay. Actually, my wife is a registered nurse, and she actually pays more per paycheck in taxes than in between state and federal taxes than a lot of people make minimum wage.
Okay. So, so you say absolutely not on this proposed transaction tax, right?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Under any circumstances would you consider it? And I'm not, please don't misunderstand me. I'm not being an advocate for it. We're just having a discussion now. Is there any circumstance under which you would consider this transaction tax?
Absolutely not. I mean, there's no reason for it.
Even if it was even if it replaced the income tax?
No.
Not even then?
No, there's our government once they got their foot in the door there, next thing you know, you'd be going to your bank and you'd find all this money missing because the bank changed the rates on you and stuff.
Okay. Do you have a solution to suggest for reducing our deficit?
It's a very simple one. The government needs to stop spending.
Oh. Oh, take the airplanes away from the president. Yes, I'm being whispered to here. Okay.
Well, take the airplanes away from Nancy Pelosi. Like they're finally going to get cut because if you just follow the money trail, people like that just blow money, and they have no they don't care because what it costs the taxpayers because they think they have unlimited resources and basically
don't
they
do. Think that's why most people run for office so that they can spend money like a drunken sailor?
Probably. I can't see any other reason why they would make $250,000 a year, but yet become millionaires 10 times over in just one term.
Yeah. Anyhow, hey, Carl, thanks very much for calling, being the first caller on the Saturday bank tax proposal special.
All right,
appreciate
thank
it. You. Have a good day in Soledad. Annalise in Soquel, how are you, Annalise? And thank you so much for the birthday wishes.
Oh, you're welcome.
Last Tuesday was the 59th, the 59th anniversary of my birth. And is that something that you remembered, or did someone announce it on the radio?
Well, actually, last year on your birthday, I gave you a surprise birthday party.
I remember that at the radio station.
Okay, so I knew it
very
then,
nice.
And I didn't forget it.
So
I have
no,
a good memory, and my
so
brother's
you didn't
birthday,
forget it, but everybody else at the radio station forgot it.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. I think a lot of people know and like you very well.
Okay.
They may have forgotten to say anything, but yes, your birthday.
No, I actually did get some calls from station people.
Oh, okay,
okay. Yes, but I didn't know whether it was announced or not, and so
I don't
in
think
any case,
so. But it, you have the same birthday as my brother.
Oh, good.
So it's not hard to forget it.
Yes.
And you actually sound a little bit like him when you speak sometimes. I wanted to say that on this whole issue of how you handle the income tax, I think just exactly what Carl had said was probably what I was going to say, because what's going to happen is people stop using the bank if every time, first of all, you put money in, you're going to be taxed, and then for every little or large transaction, you get to be taxed. If you move money from one bank account to another, as I have, you're going to be taxed. I have certain accounts for certain things, so I appropriate out my money. For every transaction, I'm going to be taxed. Are you kidding?
No, of course.
It's going to be a lot more than
10%. No one likes it, but it would solve the deficit.
Oh, no. I would just take my money out of all accounts. I'd figure out how to get my money sent to me, and I'd sit on it. I don't think I'd put it under a mattress, but I'd do something else. I think banks would go out of popularity immediately because how would you ever figure your money? Every time you wanted to do anything with your money, you're going to get taxed on top of whatever else is going on.
Right.
Why would you be using your banks? Banks
right.
would become really unpopular, and the user fees would become so astronomical. People wouldn't use the banks anyway.
But
I mean, so what would you do?
Yeah, what would you do?
You know what? I was going to ask you, how much your mother is charging for her book. You've mentioned that in numerous times, and you haven't mentioned the cost. I wanted to go down and pay for it, but I had no idea how much it was, so then I couldn't pay for it. When I came down to give Rosemary a thank you note, I was going to give a check for your mother's book, but I didn't know how much it was, and nobody else did either. So maybe you could make that
announcement. You know, we're a communications business.
Yeah, so you
but
can't
we
announce
don't,
that?
But we don't, sometimes we don't communicate very well.
Well, even the people down there, because I asked four people, nobody knew how much it was. And I said, how can I pay for this book in advance? Nobody knows how much it costs. I can't write a $100 open check.
No,
for a book, and I don't want to pay $1 for a book.
Okay.
That wouldn't be fair either. Could you please make an announcement?
I will make an announcement. To be honest, I can't remember, but here's what I'm going to do.
Could you find out?
Yeah.
I'm going to go
to KSCO.com right now, okay? And this is what anybody can do. Anybody can go to KSCO.com.
I can't.
Okay. If you don't use a computer, I
understand. I have electrical magnetic poisoning.
I gotcha.
Can't do that one.
The long-awaited Kay's Book of Cards. There's two prices here. If you click under Buy Now, okay, I'm doing that right now. So
I'm doing the Buy Now.
Okay. To Buy Now, the item total is $24.95.
Okay.
But that's picking up that's picking up at the radio station. $24.95 plus the tax comes $237 comes to $27.32 U.S. dollars.
Okay, so I can write a check for $27.32.
Right.
Good.
Right. Now, what we're doing is we're trying to get an idea of how many of these things to order. We don't know whether to order 50 or 100 or 1,000 or whatever. Thus far, we've sold exactly one book.
I'm surprised that you sold one when nobody knew how much it was.
Oh, no, well, I'll tell you, maybe what happened here, Annalise, is that I became really spoiled with the recent Alex Jones, events that we put on.
Mm-hmm.
Because we sold out 1,500 tickets or 1,600 tickets.
You did a great job with that one.
Some people were upset that the only way they could get a ticket was online.
And I couldn't because I have electromagnetic poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I don't like to bother other people to do things like this for me. That's not very attractive to me.
I see.
I just don't think that they should have to do my business. The other question, or I'm stepping on your sentence.
Yeah, I just want to finish answering. I want to finish answering your
Please
question
do.
Here. Oh, boy. Plus, if you pick it up at the radio station and there's no shipping
I
involved.
Will.
If it's shipping involved, you add another $6.95, I think, for $6.95 or $7.95, whatever it is. Go to KSCO.com, and it's very prominent. You can see the cover. You'll get to see Kay talking.
I can't use it.
I'm talking.
Okay.
I'm talking to the thousands of other people who are listening, just you. Okay?
Right. Okay, good.
This is for everybody, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you go to KSCO.com, it's a brand new facelift. We keep improving the website, and Jonathan Collier, our webmaster, has done an amazing job of changing the template. And right on the right hand side of KSCO.com, you'll see the picture of the front cover of the book. Shows a wonderful, just a fantastic picture of Kay talking into a KSCO microphone. The book's name is 4KSCO, I'm Kay's World. And so that's the name of the book.
Okay, so that's great. So we can do that one. And, I'm not just plugging your mother's infomercials or however you want to call it, your mother's announcement politically, but, her last recording, I think you'll probably play it this morning, was a great suggestion. You want to know how to cut out the deficit or reduce the problem of money owed to the government? Or
term limits.
Well, not just that, but the more recent one, she talked about the president taking out his 40 czars, his uh-huh. wife with her 20 or better helpers. Stop that. I mean, most president wives had one, possibly two helpers. She has 20, and they are paid the same as the czar. I know your mother's statement now. if you cut this out, you could save, what did she say, at least $25 million?
Well, that's a start.
Over, yes. I mean, that would be, and that is just a start at cutting out excessive waste within the government. I think Mickey James had made that announcement when you asked her what she thought about this. I think that was an underscoring of what your mother had already said.
Okay.
But I think Mickey James' response is both pretty prudent and accurate. Cut out the waste and stop expecting us, the citizenry, to carry unlimited amounts of money in taxes for the waste of the government. Carl, I think, who just called in, said much the same thing. I think many of us have that attitude and that thought. That
Annalise, someone named Joe in Carmel is calling. Do you remember Joe in Carmel?
Yes, I remember him.
Oh. Joe in Carmel.
Adversarial.
Is this the Joe in Carmel that abused the host? Yours
I think
truly?
So.
I'm the one who was abused by the host. You hung up on me like a coward last week.
You were the one who called in and got very adversarial. Yes, Joe.
Well, what's adversarial? Am I being adversarial right now?
Yes.
Not yet.
Yes, you are.
Given you.
And how am I being adversarial right now?
Never mind. What did you call about?
Well, no, wait a minute. You just accused me of being adversarial.
Why don't
I'm trying to find out what you mean.
Say what you
I just
want
hung
to
up
say,
on him
Joe.
Again.
He, it would
I just
be
hung
so
up
helpful.
On. He's never going to be on the KSCO again because he just wastes time. Okay.
Just wants to be adversarial.
Right. Okay, Annalise, thank you very much for your call. We got quite a number of other callers.
Yes, so...
And do appreciate it, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Trucker Tom Wiles. How are you, Trucker Tom Wiles?
I'm doing great, MZ. How are you?
Good. Are you in Arkansas?
I am in Arkansas. Arkansas.
Right. For those of you who haven't heard or don't remember, Trucker Tom Wiles is a good friend of mine whom I became acquainted with a number of years ago when I read all about him in an in-flight magazine when I was traveling up to go to Montana. And this in-flight magazine, I think it was Southwest Airlines magazine, talked about how this trucker who is into podcasting. And so you have become one of the world's top podcasters, and what you do, and what you do is you you go all around the countryside, and you just talk into your electronic recorder, and just give people your thoughts, and then you post it on the web. And I don't know how many downloads are you getting these days of your podcast, Trucker Tom?
I don't know. A lot of podcasters fall into the trap of, you know, into counting the download numbers of downloads, and that's a mistake. So I purposely ignore that. I tend to measure the impact that I'm having by the email response that I get, and I've always had pretty good response from listeners.
Right.
And so I'm not really. You know, I don't really pay that close attention to the download numbers, and they're kind of hard to track anyway.
Now, podcasting is pretty neat because you can reach an awful lot of people because it's an on-demand thing. The downside of it is that unlike talk radio, it's not instantly real-time interactive like this is right now.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, that's the downside of it. But on the other hand, it has. You've probably heard this. You may have heard this term, the long tail.
Yes.
Meaning that the stuff sits out there and somebody can come along 5 years after the fact, and as long as it's still there on the server, they're able to download it and consume it.
Right.
And in any case, this tax thing and the deficit, you know, it's the language. We've got to start paying a better attention to the language because just the name of this bill, you know, they're calling it, you know, deficit reduction or this.
Yes. Now, had you heard of this? Have you heard of this before?
I had received an email. I don't know, a number of weeks ago about this, and same email that you received, by the way.
Okay. So why is it everybody isn't up in arms over this? Why is it the media is burying it? I don't understand.
Well, I think in large part the media is just not paying attention to it. They're not burying it. Or, you know, they're burying it. I think a lot of stories are buried. that they're afraid they're going to upset us. And, you know, so...
But isn't it the duty of the media to keep us informed about what is being
done? Well, sure it is, but they're not... In large part, the media is not... They're not doing their duty. And so that's why we... Today, we have an alternative media. We've got
the
talk
internet.
Radio. We've got the internet. There's all kinds of stuff on the internet. So I'm able to stay informed. You know, it's interesting. My mom will sit for hours and watch CNN. And if you watch that for hours and hours, and I don't know if you've had this experience or not, you probably have over the years, but if you watch hours and hours of CNN or even Fox News or MSNBC or whatever, you're going to come away with the illusion, because they keep repeating the same stories over and over again, even if you're flipping between them, you're going to come away with the illusion that you're informed. But the problem with that is, if they're leaving out certain stories, it's sort of the sin of omission. And so my mom, there's been times where I've, you know, mentioned major stories to her that she should have known about, and she had no clue because they never mentioned them on CNN or MSNBC or any of those channels that she was watching.
Wait a minute. And you didn't mention Fox. Does your mom not like Fox?
Oh, she'll
Fox
watch.
Fox News
She's
Channel?
She's more of a liberal, though. She will watch Fox, but she tends to be, she is, let's be honest, she's kind of a liberal, and so she's kind of centers on CNN, MSNBC, and, you know, but she will watch Fox from time to time, but...
Tom, you like me, are an advocate for...
But even Fox is not even mentioning this story.
Right. Right. That's right.
You know.
So what is going on here? And it's not a rumor. It's a true story, right? It's what is proposed. It's not law yet, but
right.
They're proposing. It's a proposed law.
Well, sure, it's a proposal, and you have with this incremental thing that just keeps happening. You know, there's this idea that you really propose something. If you're negotiating, you really propose something that's just totally outrageous that gets people all upset, you know, knowing that you're going to throw most of it away, but then you're going to be able to, they'll accept something that they wouldn't have accepted otherwise because of the extra outrage that was generated.
Right.
You know, and that's a well-known negotiating tactic.
Uh-huh.
And that's... Because that's one of the reasons, you know, people get upset. That's our downfall, by the way. We get upset, and then once you become upset at whatever it is, whatever the injustice, once you become upset, you've lost most of the argument, because then you're either going to go along to get along, or you're going to try to do what you think is the opposite. But either way, you lose.
You sound just like our good friend Roy Masters.
Yep, I'm well aware of Roy and love what the man says.
He originated, not Michael Savage, it was Roy who originated the phrase liberalism is a mental disorder.
Mental disorder. It really is.
Wait a minute, Trucker Tom Wiles. You love your mom and your dad, but do you think that they have a mental disorder because they're liberal?
To a certain extent, yes.
Oh my God!
You know, it was,
well, okay.
You
you're definitely being consistent here. You're definitely being consistent.
You know, we have to be honest. We can't say that. You know, I can't simply make a statement and then all of a sudden back away from it if my own ox ends up getting gored.
Right.
You know, I have to be honest. But there is a problem. Now, like my parents were born, you know, they were born Democrats, you know, their parents were Democrats. And so you have this phenomenon where there's a lot of people that are just, you know, they'll say, well, I'm a Democrat, and they don't really think about it. But they'll say, I'm a Democrat because my, you know, and it's because their parents were, and they have there's this tradition, and, there's a closed-mindedness that they have, and even though they might, if they were presented with all of the facts by the news media and elsewhere, if they were presented with all of the facts, then they might end up being, you know, moving away from those positions.
Did you grow up more of a liberal than you are now? Because you're not at all now.
Well, I don't know. My parents weren't. They weren't really that political, and so I think I kind of started becoming politically aware. I'd say probably sometime in my 20s is when I really began to start paying attention to politics, and I realized I was a conservative. And of course, there's been all kinds of, especially with my mom over the years, I've argued and argued and argued, and she will not listen.
Right.
And you can put the facts right in her face, and if she doesn't want to believe it, then she just won't.
I think there is a dearth. Is that like a what does dearth mean? That means
sort of like paucity, lack of.
Yeah. Okay. There's a dearth of open mindedness on both sides. Now I consider myself one of the most open minded persons on the planet.
The way I look at it, I feel like I can look at the liberal position, I have the ability to see both sides, and I can see how those people think the way they do. But then the problem is they can't see the other side. They'll ridicule it, or they simply can't see it. So there's this divide.
Trucker Tom Wiles, I want to bring on another Tom who happens to be a talk show on our station, Tom Quinn, friend of mine here. Tom Quinn, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
Good.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, I appreciate that. So you've been waiting for a while here, and have you heard Trucker Tom on before with us?
No, I haven't, but he has some good comments. But I didn't want to take a lot of your time, but I did want to say that there was one president that absolutely eliminated the deficit, and that was Andrew Jefferson, and he did some very clever things, and I just like to say what those clever things were because they're very profound.
Okay.
Basically, what he did was, number one, he got rid of the central bank. It had the United States government issue its own currency instead of borrowing from the central bank. Anyone who knows the Federal Reserve, it's a privately owned corporation, essentially a swindle. And you can read Andrew Jackson's farewell address where he explains all this. So that was the first thing he did. The other thing he did was he basically made a point of eliminating the tremendous expenses for warfare and welfare. In other words, he trimmed back the size of government as much as he could, and he also tried to maintain good relationships with the other countries of the world. For example, we're spending trillions of dollars on these wars in Iraq and Iran. And then another thing he did, which is eminently practical today, is that I see where Jerry Lewis is currently not doing the telethons anymore. He should be hired, and we should have a telethon. And that telethon should be where we auction off all the federal assets and properties that they unconstitutionally hold, which is like 40% of all the property in the United States. That's what Andrew Jackson did. He sold off the excess federal government assets, and the deficit was gone.
Well, if he sold all of it off, how did it get back into government hands? And by the way, if he dispensed with the central bank in favor of the country issuing its own currency, why did it get back to the Federal Reserve, which is essentially a central bank?
Well, what happened, the Federal Reserve was sort of like an evil child of the Bank of England. Yeah, the Bank of England had always wanted to control the United States economy.
Okay, I remember that from the history books, yeah.
So usually every few decades they would try to push in another central bank. And the last time they did it was when they took control of Woodrow Wilson, and they got it in 1912. And it should be pointed out that it was got in illegally and unconstitutionally because they voted it in during the Christmas vacation when most of the senators weren't there, and they legally didn't have enough votes to do it.
What happened to you, Tom Quinn?
You got
very distant, and you're still sort of distant. I don't know what happened. But
yeah, I'm on a cell phone. But that's all right, Michael. I made my main points, and I'll ask some more questions.
All right. Does Trucker Tom have any questions for Tom Quinn?
No, I just wanted to make a couple of points here. We need, and this is an Ayn Rand. Yeah, I'm sure you've heard of Ayn Rand.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Atlas Shrugged. Wonderful.
Separation of government and economics. We have big things, separation of church and state. This was her idea, separation of government and economics. Well, I'd like to add in there separation of government and science, separation of government and charity. And then the other thing that I wanted to mention, I think our government is, it's kind of like a tumor. It's like a cancerous tumor that's out of control. The Tea Party, we've seen this Tea Party movement that's sort of risen up and had quite an impact. The Tea Party, we need to continue. We can't just stop because we elected a bunch of conservatives. We need to continue with this. We need to, the Tea Party itself needs to, and groups like that, we need to have, basically come up with their own government reduction committees, figuring out ways of reducing the government. And it's not going to happen within the government. That kind of a movement has to happen among the citizens.
I see. Okay. Well, good. So stand by. Nikki tells me it's break time a number of times now, and so it really must be break time. So stay with us, Monterey Bay, Silicon Valley, Central California. It's your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO, the Saturday special with MZ and Trucker Tom. And you, the callers, we will be back right after this commercial break, so do stay with us.
If you work the land, Webb's Farm Supplies in Soquel and Husqvarna Power Tools can make your work easy. Whether you need professional-grade power for landscape and trees or consumer-grade power for home and garden, Webb's Farm Supplies has world-leading Husqvarna Power Tools. Saws, trimmers, cutters, mowers, and parts for anything and everything new or obsolete. At 5381 Old San Jose Road for over 65 years, it's Webb's Farm Supplies and Husqvarna. Visit webbs-farmsupplies.com or call 475-1020. 475-1020.
Ben Lomond Market, Scotts Valley Market. Low price, great savings, quality and service that doesn't always cost you more.
Hi, I'm Andy, the produce manager at Ben Lomond Market. This week we are featuring Northwest Large Gala apples, 79 cents a pound. Local Fuji apples, 69 cents a pound. From Mexico, we have yellow squash, Italian squash, 59 cents a pound. And large slicing hothouse tomatoes, 98 cents a pound. New items this week, California Satsuma seedless tangerines, California Fairchild tangerines, and Florida white grapefruit. In organics, we are featuring Cal Organic red leaf, green leaf, and romaine lettuce, $1.27 each. And Northwest Gala, Golden Delicious, and Granny Smith apples, 99 cents a pound. Don't forget to order your Gisnitz Ranch Thanksgiving pies in our produce department at Ben Lomond Market and Scotts Valley Markets.
Compare and save. Please visit them at mylocalgrocer.com.
Storms, thefts, accidents. You can't predict what will happen, but you can prepare for what may happen. Hi, I'm Clay Timmons at DCD Insurance Services in Santa Cruz. Allied will insure your home for some of the most competitive rates available today. And if you insure your auto with the Allied Group, you'll enjoy combined savings of up to 30%. Protect yourself from what may happen. Call us at DCD Insurance Services, 877-378-9068, or visit dcdis.com.
As a Central Coast grower, you face many risks every day. Hi, I'm Marco Martinez with DCD Insurance Services here in Santa Cruz. A good way to manage risks is with an Allied Group AgriChoice Insurance Plan. DCD and Allied, a nationwide company, will insure your farm's equipment, liability, and property for some of the most competitive rates available. And with Allied's premier 24-hour-per-day service and DCD's 70 years of service to the community, your farm is protected. Call us at 877-378-9068 or visit dcdis.com. DCD and Allied nationwide are always on your side. Se habla español.
You mean that's all the commercials there are?
That's it.
Oh my God. Why can't there be elections going on all the time so your favorite radio station can have some money in the bank? Jeez, there's no commercials. It's ridiculous. Anyhow, give us a call. Maybe that's why people like our station so much, because they don't have to, they can listen to content, more content and less commercials. I don't know. What do you say, Nikki James?
You know, it's got its pluses and minuses, of course.
Yeah, it sure does. Well,
to have content.
It's definitely the plus of having lots and lots and lots of commercials, and not lots and lots and lots and lots of the same old commercials. A bunch of new ones is what we want. So, anyhow, it's the Saturday special. We're talking about how to reduce the deficit to zero or create a surplus. Wouldn't that be wonderful? In my country and yours, the United States of America, wouldn't it be wonderful? Anyhow, one proposal is that there be a transaction tax on every bank transaction there is. Everything, 1%. And pretty fast, our multi-trillion dollar deficit would be reduced to nothing and even a surplus. So anyhow, if you want to give us a call and weigh in on this subject, it's 479-1080 in area 831, and we have with us a special guest, my good friend Trucker Tom from Arkansas. See, I said it right. I do know how to say it right. Right, Trucker Tom?
Yep, that's
yeah.
Right.
And so, and let's see. It looks like Richard in Pacific Grove has called back. He was on for a while, but just when I was going to go to his call, he disappeared. Hey, Richard, you're on the air on KSC.
Hey, yeah. We got this love fest going on with this Mr. Arkansas, but this is such a serious problem. We don't have to take in a transaction tax. We don't have to take another nickel in taxes. The money is there. We just have to spend our money and demand that the federal government spend our money wisely.
Well, absolutely, we got
to
do that.
We got to stop paying attention to these morons.
It hasn't been spent wisely thus far, right?
Exactly.
So the deficit is there. What do we do about the deficit that's there? That's what I want to know.
Okay, we're going to have to wind up paying that off. The first thing, we're going to have to take a deep breath and find out what our deficit really is, okay? It can't be done overnight like our president said. We're going to do this, we're going to do that. Nobody should have believed them for a second that we've done overnight. We've got to take a look at what where our money is really going. Good example, the average federal worker makes, what, $75,000 a year. The average worker. And that doesn't include his benefits. You're talking about over $100,000 or maybe $125,000 a year to have a federal worker picking up garbage down the street. Okay? This is what we're talking about. Nobody's looking at this stuff. We're not talking about getting rid of these people. We're not talking about getting rid of the surplus. I just had surgery done at a VA hospital. They did a wonderful job. They did a tremendous job. But they throw everything away after one use. They've got surgical scissors. And that's because people are making money on this stuff. You know? The only czar we really need is somebody to go in there and say, nope, you're not going to do this anymore. Nope, you're not going to do this anymore. We don't have to put the taxes back on the little guy and start getting him. The banks are going to get richer, and once again, we're going to get poorer.
Well, I don't think the banks are going to get richer because of what people said. They brought up a very interesting point that if this goes through, people won't be using banks very much anymore.
Yeah, that would
so
have
I don't I don't see how the banks can get richer if that happens.
Yeah, that would have the direct effect of chasing people away from banks.
Yeah.
Well, the government
will make it so
that you'll have to use your banks. You'll only be able to pay this off by going through a bank. I mean, come on. They're going to come up with rules and regulations.
Well, you can only pay down or pay off your mortgage by going through a bank.
That's my point. They'll make it so that we have to use them.
Now, wait a second. Richard in Pacific Grove.
Yes.
Trucker Tom wants to say something.
Go ahead, Trucker.
Well, see, that's how you end up with an underground economy, because if you make a bunch of onerous rules, people will simply skirt them. Mm-hmm. Now, if they have to, everybody's turned into a criminal.
Exactly.
And the country is turning into a prison.
Yes, I totally agree. And more and more people are getting more and more fed up. You know, Michael, you made an excellent point before, and I've always said that to people. Everybody's buying gold. Well, that's great. I found out you got the gold, and I got the guns. Who's going to have it?
You are, not me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so silly. You get we're scaring people into buying guns. Buying gold, and they're selling all this stuff. They're getting all this
gold.
What
a great point, Richard N. Pacific Grove.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. If people should be scared into buying anything, it should be guns.
Exactly.
Not gold, right?
Exactly. I mean, this is crazy. Who's got the guns in this area?
Do you think that do you think that KSCO is being labeled as a dangerous radio station now because we're advocating stuff like that?
Oh, no, I think you're the most realistic station in many regards. I think you're the most realistic station.
Because I get nervous when things like this get put out on the radio, even though I totally believe it. I don't want the government to decide that we're a station that should be shut down. The government can do that, you know.
I know. And this is just,
all they have to do is take away our broadcast license.
Michael, that's my whole point. The government is totally out of control. We can't believe that the government's going to come up with solutions to fix themselves. They never have. Never will.
Did you listen to the candidates forum that we had with the congressional district, you know, people, including Sam Farr?
I've gone down to see Sam Farr. Sam Farr is a lunatic.
No, well, no, you said that. I didn't.
I tried to get him on a radio. I tried to get him to answer questions.
Did you hear him? Did you hear how he reacted to one of my mother's commentaries?
I don't know which one in particular.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this was. You should go to the website, to KSCO.com, and go into the Saturday Special podcast section. You can hear this. This is epic radio. I mean, and I confronted him on this. We were playing it during the, top of the second hour, as we normally do. And by the way, top of the second hour today, we've got a brand new Kay's commentary talking about Reagan that will premiere in about 6 or 7 minutes from now. But while I forget what that one was on, but Sam was rolling his eyes and saying and asking me, who's paying for this?
Oh, I know. During
the break.
The Monterey Institute of International Studies.
Yeah, and I said, well, you know, I'm paying for it. The radio station isn't. By the way, my mother's part of the radio station, always has been. Oh, well, that's different. I said, does it bother you? I mean, suppose this wasn't the case. I mean, anyhow, he thought it was promoting toxic talk.
Oh, I know. He's. I don't know where this guy came from. I know his father.
But he's not the only one. Just about every lefty it says that if you don't agree with something that I believe in, then you're toxic.
Exactly. I mean,
right.
I missed the toxic in Pacific Grove, which I understand. Right. I can take that. Take the handle.
Well, listen, Richard, Trucker Tom, Eric in Carmel, who's on hold, Tracy in Scotts Valley, and Margaret in Santa Cruz. I just realized we've spilled into Fox News. So stay with us, stay on hold, because we want to get to you right after we come back during the second hour. We will play a Kay's commentary, and then we'll get back to the phone line. Richard, thanks for calling.
Okay buddy.
Stand by. Okay, that's it for hour number one. We join Fox News in progress. KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose.
Chicago, Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
Germany says it's allowing passenger flights from Yemen, but not cargo transports. Those cargo transports were the source of two mail bombs found last month in Britain and Dubai. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
When you're on the go and need to know, you can be in touch with Fox News Radio live, anytime, any place. You can skip back in time for up to 2 hours. Listen to free podcasts. Keep up to date with the very latest scrolling news headlines. Or listen to the latest news. Whether you're an iPhone, iPod Touch, or Android phone user, access Fox News Radio now at mobile.foxnewsradio.com. Mobile.foxnewsradio.com. Don't be caught with your apps down.
This country is about hard work and forward thinking, building, growing, and that it's called the American Dream for a reason. It's why Fox Business pushes the limit.
This administration chooses policy over people.
Close to $4 trillion in federal spending.
Contrary to what Washington wants you to believe, times are tough.
Calling out corruption and standing up to government overregulation, and we'll never quit, is why we move forward. Fox Business Network, the power to prosper.
A Myanmar political prisoner, Aung San Suu Kyi, is free.
That's the sound of some of the thousands who cheered, cried, and hugged one another as the woman known in Myanmar simply as the Lady came into view. The 65-year-old Nobel laureate and dissident still popular after spending most of the last two decades under house arrest. Telling the crowd, quote, "We must work together in unison." As barricades from her mansion were removed, an official declared, quote, she is released now. But undercover police circulated within the crowd, filming everyone. Critics say her release is an attempt to mollify those calling the junta's latest election a sham. In Shanghai, Bill Marcus, Fox News Radio.
Another cloud of searing gas erupting from Indonesia's Mount Rapi today. The volcano has killed 240 people. Meet the Navy's newest warship and the young man for whom she's named.
The $1.1 billion Navy missile destroyer named for a Marine who died in 2004 after throwing himself on a grenade to protect his comrades in a convoy in Iraq.
This beautiful, sleek, powerful, and deadly vessel is named for a young 22-year-old warrior named Jason L. Dunham.
Undersecretary of the Navy Robert Work, the warship commissioned at Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
May God bless and guide this warship and all who shall serve and sail in her.
President George W. Bush presented Dunham's parents with the Medal of Honor in January of 2007. Lori London, Fox News Radio.
After almost six decades, U.S. Army Air Force's Captain George W. Grismore is going to be laid to rest. Grismore's plane never returned to its air base off the Philippines back in 1945. That crash site was discovered in 1989. A DNA match was made thanks to Grismore's nephew. Grismore will be buried at sea next week with full military honors. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast here. We got sunny skies today, high of 72, the north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And we've got a clear to partly cloudy night tonight, low of 46, light winds. And tomorrow looks like partly cloudy, high of 76. The north winds between 5 and 10 miles per hour. And out there on the Monterey Bay, the northeast winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming west in the afternoon. The wind waves less than 2 feet. Northwest swell 5 to 7 feet at 15 seconds. Tonight out there, northwest winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming east after midnight. The wind waves less than 2 feet with a northwest swell of 6 to 8 feet at 14 seconds. And then Sunday out there, the northeast winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming west in the afternoon. Wind waves less than 2 feet with a northwest swell of 5 to 7 feet at 12 seconds. And for your King of the Hill traffic update, we do have a few things to report here. It looks like there was a disabled vehicle on Highway 17 just north of Summit Road. And as far as on this side of the hill, we've also got some things going on here. Let's look here. We've got, wow. All right. We've got a traffic collision at Meadow Lark Lane and Rio Del Mar Boulevard. No injuries. However, it's a two-car crash there. And then Glenwood Drive, just west of 17, CHP is on the scene. There is a tree down there, both lanes. What else here? We've got traffic collision, Monterey area, La Gloria Road at Camp Hora Gloria Road, and that's a big one there. The CHP is on the scene. No injuries, though, on that one. I'll keep you updated on your King of the Hill traffic, and you can also keep me updated by giving me a call at 475-1080 if you see something out there. We've got current temperature is 70, oh, it's not 70 yet, sorry, 60 degrees, and it's the official time is 11:07 and 35 seconds on this Saturday, November 13th. Up next, we've got the second hour of the Saturday special. Stay tuned. KSCO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
And I'm cranky and irritable.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Hi, cranky.
The reason is because I have one of these radio-controlled atomic clocks that's supposed to be exact, and the damn radio went out of it. So you said it was 11:07 and 35 seconds, and it said it was 11:06 and, you know, 54 seconds.
Oh, that's a pain in the booty.
Yeah, so everybody wonders why I'm so sloppy with, you know, catching the news and everything, because the damn clocks are all screwed up.
Oh,
and
great.
I don't know what to do about that, because I tried to set it before, and it didn't work. It just made it like 35 seconds behind instead of...
Well, use your computer clock.
Yeah, what's the, well, but it doesn't have seconds. It just has hours and minutes.
You have to go to timeanddate.com.
Oh, okay, thank you. I'll do that. Thank you. Oh, I appreciate it.
You got it.
Oh, you the best. You the best. Okay, now what I'm going to do right now, because you the best, is officially open hour number two of the Saturday special, okay?
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
We are so proud to be solving all the world's problems here on your favorite radio station on the Saturday special. Call 479-1080 if you want to join in.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio.
Got a good number of very intelligent people on the phone lines.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
I remember seeing Ronald Reagan in person one time in the early or mid-1960s when I was an adult reentry student at Cabrillo College and had the pleasure of hearing him promote, I believe, Nixon for President of the United States. That was his first taste of politics, after which he then became Governor of California, then finally one of our best-liked presidents of the United States. Kudos to Jim and Mary Lou Weeks for sharing the following Reagan gems. Socialism only works in two places, heaven where they don't need it and hell where they already have it. Here's my strategy on the Cold War. We win, they lose. The most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. The trouble with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant, it's just that they know so much that isn't so. Of the four wars in my lifetime, none came about because the U.S. was too strong. I've wondered at times about what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. The taxpayer? That's someone who works for the federal government but doesn't have to take the civil service exam. Government is like a baby, an alimentary canal with a big appetite at one end and no sense of responsibility at the other. The nearest thing to eternal life we will ever see on this earth is a government program. It has been said that politics is the second oldest profession. I've learned that it bears a striking resemblance to the first. Government's view of the economy can be summed up in a few short phrases. If it moves, tax it. If it keeps moving, regulate it. And if it stops moving, subsidize it. Politics is not a bad profession. If you succeed, there are many rewards. If you disgrace yourself, you can always write a book. No arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is as formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and free women. If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under. And finally, fight organized crime. Re-elect no one. So that tells me that term limits are a must, and I totally agree. For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.
Oh, well, we might as well listen to that. Let's listen to it.
KSCO. KSCO AM 1080, the station for intelligent people only. Stupid people must tune to another station immediately.
It must be, it has to be, with that big sound it's gotta be, KSCO.
KSCO 1080 on your dial.
Who can turn the world on with her smile?
All right, enough of that. Let's get back to the callers here, because there's so many of them on the Saturday special. Yeah, it's MZ back, hour number two, 11:14 and 40 seconds here. I think we're pretty close, right, Nikki? Is that pretty close?
You are. Say, what's your time?
Well,
what do you have?
Now it's 11.
50.
It's
51? 11. 52?
No, 58, 59. Now it's 11:15.
You're 4 seconds behind me.
Oh,
but that's
no.
It. That's just, that's, you know.
Close enough for
close
government
enough.
Work. For government work, okay? Yeah. All right. Let's bring Cameron and Aptos on, okay? No, excuse me, Richard from Pacific Grove. We need to finish up with him, I think, right? Okay, Richard, were we finished with you?
Well, Michael, yeah, you haven't. I'd love to get on the show for a month, but I want to tell you one thing I said to Sam Farr. You know, I said, hey, Sam, what are we going to do about all those illegal immigrants and how much the cost of the county? And how much it costing us, you know, the school system, blah, blah. And he looked at me like I hit him in the head, you know. And he says to me, this is what he says to me. He says, what do you want to do, spend $2 for a head of lettuce? And then he walked away. That was his complete, utter answer about the illegal immigration and all the fees that we're paying for. What do you want to do, spend $2 for a head of lettuce?
Hmm.
That's about as much understanding as that man has about what's going on in the state.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, listen, Richard in Pacific Grove, I appreciate the rapidity of your language.
Well, thank you very much. It's a
because
very nice.
You really wake things up here on the Saturday special.
You what?
You
I
really
wake things up. I hope so.
You wake things up. That's good.
You're the man. I'll talk to you again.
You. Okay, see you. Bye bye. There goes Richard in Pacific Grove. Here comes Cameron in Aptos. And by the way, Trucker Tom is with us here. I want to lock Trucker Tom in. Okay, Cameron, you're on.
Good morning.
Hi.
I want to be the second person to buy your mother's book.
Oh, do you, please tell me you use a computer.
Yes, I do.
Okay, go to KSCO.com.
Wait, let me make a comment. I listened to the woman who's not able to do a computer.
Right.
Okay.
Annalise.
And I understand her situation. I was amazed when you had Sam Farr on, and he said that he had never listened to your mother. I thought, well, then he obviously never listens to this station because your mother's on repeatedly.
Yeah.
And which tells me that our congressperson is not listening to independent radio station in his area, which concerns me, frankly. Now, I thought about buying your mom's book, and then I thought, gee, will I read it? And I realized I like to listen to her. And so then I was thinking, well, I hope they make one of those things you disc or whatever you do, just various ways to do them.
Oh, a CD, yeah.
Yeah, so that I can listen to it. And
audio
also make
CD.
It so you can, because the ones you've already heard, you don't want to hear them again,
oh.
Or this one that you really do like to have, and you'll listen to it repeatedly,
right.
Like a good old story.
Right.
And I thought, I hope you have,
know,
a,
people
you have
can
a CD.
Search, they can search for that on the website right now, you know? I mean, because you can actually do that. Now, to make an audio CD, how many are there, Ma? I mean, how many are there in the book? 200 and something? 200?
Yeah, so you pick
out. It's over 200. So if we did two, and they're average 3 minutes or 3 to 4 minutes each, so you know it would take, you know, 20 CDs. You know, it would fill up 20 CDs.
You wouldn't have to do that. It's like maybe it's called a comer or something. Something you a person can slip. Hey, want to hear this really kind of interesting? Just slip it. You're driving around and turn it on.
Right.
So that's my thought, is that being able to hear her voice, because she has a certain presence. And she delivers a message that's very much connected to her voice and to her values
right.
that cannot come through in writing. And also, the thing is, often what you say is really quite different than what looks in what's there in print, and the power is in what is the saying of it.
So Trucker Tom, who's on with us, knows all about audiobooks. Maybe we need to do an audiobook of Kay's commentary in Kay's voice instead of having a reader. It'd have it be Kay.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, see, if you've already got all of the audio commentaries, and I'm assuming that you've saved all of them somewhere.
Yes. Yes.
And what you could do
In fact, they're all on the website. They're there.
Yeah, but I don't want to go.
So
I mean, you know how there's some local politician that was driving around and texting, and he got in a lot of trouble. So I don't want to be driving around with my laptop on trying to get onto KSDO.
Oh, no. We're not suggesting
what
that.
I'm joking. I'm
what
just saying if I have a CD, I can stick it in my car and I can listen to it.
Yeah, see, what you could do is figure out how many, you know, let's say that the average is 3 minutes. Then you just put those in 3 minutes and break it down into a 70-minute CD. And then basically you're talking about packaging it up and then selling it. Now the Audible, I don't know if you've ever done
I went to Audible at your suggestion the other day. Yeah, Audible is part of Amazon, isn't it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, the way they do it, they just, you'd package up so many, you could put it all probably in one file. I don't know.
Sure.
Multiply 200 times 3 minutes, figure out how many
minutes. Excuse me for interrupting. The other part is I'd have half of it with your mom on it. And the other half, or like the other side, if you can do it that way, I don't know about this stuff, is you've got a lot of new, interesting shows, like one-hour slots. I don't know, everything from gardening to all sorts of different things that are on. It's kind of like a promo for some of them, and we get to hear an hour,
A demo, exactly right.
I listen in bed and I heard something about, there's a garden show and it's two people talking at each other. Sounds kind of funny. What time's it on? And I think I'll try and listen to it. So it's like little like when you have your introductory promo.
It's like previews in the theater.
Exactly. And allows
Cameron,
people,
you're a genius. You really are.
Of course I am. I'm a psychologist,
too. You need to be a talk show host on KSCO.
I'd like to do that. I'm a psychologist, and I have a blog, and I listen to you very regularly. I really like your show.
Oh, thank you. Are you the famous Cameron Jackson?
Well, I don't know how famous I am. My name's Cameron Jackson.
Oh, wow. And are you related to somebody who's an attorney?
I'm married to an attorney who has the Jackson name.
Wow, I remember him from years and years ago. In fact, he interviewed me on the radio about 21 years ago.
He loves to do that.
On a Brand X radio station.
Jim Jackson, he does a wonderful job of actually holding people's feet to the fire.
Wow, yeah.
In terms of answering questions like that. That was the thing that bothered me about, I want to say thank you. I listened to all the town hall things on the healthcare thing that you did, and I thought that was so wonderful because you really could get a sense of, from my perspective, of how Sam Farr was there to tell us what he was going to do.
Yeah.
Now, he was not there to listen to us.
Right, and he made that clear to his credit.
He
made it clear.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't interested in what we had to say, but
that's
he was
right.
interested in letting us know in a town hall forum what he was
exactly.
thinking.
Exactly, and it's so interesting that he would not have ever heard your mother. It just says what he thinks of independent radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think the other side will be to make a promo for all your wonderful shorts, all these new kinds of things you've got.
By the way,
do
you listen to Pharmacist Ben Fuchs on the Bright
Side?
Yes,
I'd like to do some kind of psych show.
He is going national next week on the GCN radio network. Yeah, Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. In fact, it's going to be a week from today. And he's going to be on, I don't know how many stations he'll be on initially, but he will be on a network, so he will be able to be picked up by stations.
Uh-huh.
More than KSCO. And I've always believed that he is an amazing talent. And
uh-huh.
Ben is a good personal friend of mine, and for years and years, people have been telling me Ben needs to have his own show and he needs to be national. And so guess what? That's going to happen. And it's going to be the same network that carries Alex Jones.
Uh-huh.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, all right. Hey, thanks, Cameron. Appreciate your input and your great ideas.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Eric in Carmel, welcome to the Saturday special with MZ and Trucker Tom's here, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Eric, you're on.
Yes. Yeah, hi. I had an idea relative to the transaction fee.
Oh, good. Yes.
And I was staying in a Walmart one day, and I was wondering, because the complaint has been about all these products from China and everything else and the globalization. So looking at all the political positions, the way things are viewed, and trying to generate revenue and saving jobs in this country, the idea was, why not put a flag of the source of origin next to the UPC code of where the country manufactures the product?
Uh-huh.
And literally, every day, we as a capitalist go out and buy something, and we're literally voting with our wallet every time we go out and do something, buying. You would know and could make a choice about what you're doing, and I think it would change the way our business would be conducted in this country, and there would be a lot more business here, keeping things here locally, and you'd have a lot more revenue.
You know, that reminds me of a board of directors that I was on once for a local organization that was put together by Richard Shaw of Richard Shaw Food Frozen Foods,
mm-hmm.
and it was a group called Thanks, Together Helping Americans, together helping Americans think and something grow strong. I don't know, geez, whatever it was. But it advocated labeling in very clear terms the source of the products, so that people can, if they want to buy foreign produced goods, fine. But if they would rather spend more money or just know that they were
buying local goods. This is the 5-minute service on Fox News Radio.
That would be better. So anyhow, I remember that. Together helping Americans nationwide keep strong. Yeah, that's what it stood for. Thanks. So you're suggesting the same kind of a thing, really.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like, depending, you know, if you're liberal or conservative in your philosophy, you can take the labeling or source of origin relative to, like, food. Like, it has to be from Atlantic salmon, or it's shrimp from Vietnam, or whatever it may be. And, well, why not with products? Like, I was standing in Trader Joe, and they have these cinnamon brooms there, and they say, blah, 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 what a wonderful item it is. I can't even see where it's made. So I actually had to ask the guy, and it's actually made in California.
Uh-huh.
But so much of this stuff that's sold during the holidays is just mass-produced from China and elsewhere. And I just think a lot of local businesses, and if you look at it from a carbon perspective, the way California is going, it makes sense that things are labeled clearly and consumers can choose literally from source. Because for me, I'm a builder, and we're being regulated more and more every day. And if you want to be LEED certified, you actually have to show the source of where all your materials come from beginning to end in the chain of producing your product.
If you want to be what certified, Eric?
LEED.
What does that mean?
Oh, boy. I think it's leading environmental design. I don't know.
Well, wait a minute. Suppose you're not. Suppose you don't care about that certification. Are you not going to get any business or something? I mean, what's going on here?
No, it's just that people, certain builders, are trying to label themselves as green builder.
Oh.
And they want to go about having a label as a builder with their homes. And it attracts a certain kind of client that wants to buy their services. And so there's a lot of people who are just socially conscious or aware about how they want to live their life and how they want to spend their money. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm not opposed to how somebody spends their money. It's just I think it's an idea that if you walk into Walmart, you'd see a Chinese communist flag next to everything just about in that store. And same thing if you go into a Home Depot. At least you know where it's coming from.
What an interesting
and where
idea.
The jobs are. And well, you literally could see it.
Yeah, for sure. And it would just be, you know, right in your face all the time without having to squint and see, you know, made in such and such a
right. And you could have a, you know, whatever. It could be a U.S. flag, and it's right there. And you know right away, as soon as you're reaching for something, where it's from.
Well, pardon me for interrupting, but the only problem with if they put the U.S. flag, then people would be banning it. You know, did you see the story here recently about the little kid taking his bicycle to school, and he had a flag on the back, and the school made him take it off?
Yeah.
It's absurd.
I don't know if that's the rule or the exception. I hope it's the exception, but I know what you're saying, Tom. We're going down a bad road here. Anyhow, Carmel, Eric, thank you very much for calling the Saturday special. We appreciate
All right.
it.
Thank you.
And we do have open lines, quite
a number of open lines now at 831-477-1999. So give us a call if you want to partake in the conversation. Here's Margaret in Santa Cruz. Margaret, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, I totally oppose another tax.
How is it I'm not surprised? I mean, you know, I oppose it too. I just so everyone knows. I just wanted to put it out there, you know, because up here at KSCO North, I have a friend who's a Prius-driving, politically correct Berkeley liberal, and he couldn't believe it when I told him about this proposal. And so I dug up the email and sent it to him, and he sent me back an email saying, well, I hate to say it, but, you know, maybe this is exactly what we need.
Huh. You know, the thieves who put us in this debt must be indicted and all of their wealth seized. And in our, the taxpayers' debt, you bet, you know, and the thieves will pay, not the taxpayers.
Well, I agree with you. Trucker Tom, do you think that's realistic? Do you think that can happen?
Now, I missed a little bit of what she said.
The thieves, you know, go to jail, and we get all their wealth that goes to our debt. The thieves will pay, not the taxpayer.
Yeah, well, see, here's the problem as I see it. At this point, the government is out of control. We as the taxpayer, we as basically the moral citizens, are going to have to take control of the situation. It's our government, at least theoretically it's our government, but at this point, instead of it being a government of the people, by the people, for the people, now it's reversed around and they've got control of us. You know, and
yeah,
they've
that's
got their
right,
little,
you know.
They've got their little taps into our wallets, and we're, unfortunately, most of us, a good majority of us, are either getting some kind of government check or some sort of government subsidy, you know, so we'll say, oh, we need to reduce government, reduce this, reduce that, but then, you know, what about your parents that are on Social Security or on some sort of government disability, you know, when it comes to, you know, will you support them whenever, you know, would you support them if the subsidy was taken away? So, you know, we're all kind of, and they've deliberately kind of structured it that way so that it appeals to our selfishness. And, you know, so it really, in the final analysis, it goes back to our morality, you know, as a people. And if too many of us become basically, you know, kind of become immoral, then that's how, that, you know, it gets to a point, there's a certain tipping point, and then I think it's kind of, you know, it's kind of out of control, and we're dangerously close to it right now.
Yeah. Everybody's spot off, it seems. You know, we need to cuff the corporations with severe legislation.
But, you know, I think, you know, you know, we can blame this politician and blame that politician and blame this group and blame that group. We have to start by looking at ourselves, you know, and looking at our own, you know, looking at ourselves and asking the question seriously, you know, am I part of the problem, you know?
Tom and Margaret.
We have a constitution. Go ahead.
This just in from KSCO.com. It's an email from Scott in Scotts Valley, NorthValleyAuto@gmail.com. It says, good morning, Michael. Congrats on another year on this planet. We are glad you are here. What a kind thing to say. I heard you speak shortly about firearm sales. They have exploded since late 07. I have yet to go into a firearm retailer that didn't have a photo of President Obama with the words Employee of the Year or Salesman of the Year under it. I personally know at least 10 people who have purchased many high-powered rifles and are stockpiling ammo, food, supplies. Ammo prices have gone up 400% in the last 2 years. I have seen pallets of ammo worth $100,000-plus sell in hours with people angry to buy more. Remember Katrina? Remember the L.A. riots? Great show.
Thank you, Scott in Scotts Valley. How nice. But see, it's very interesting. The one thing that I never really thought about that's fascinating that came out of this program. Here I am sort of feeling stupid that I haven't bought gold because people have been predicting gold has gone would double, quadruple, and so forth, and it has, and I haven't bought any of it just because I'm not very good at figuring out where to hide it, including a safe deposit box at the bank. Because I've been told plenty of stories from people who went to get their safe deposit box open, and they had to get the bank to give them the other key, to go with their key. And the bank would say no, for whatever reason.
I don't trust
that either. And so that's why I didn't buy gold. And boy, earlier, who was the caller who suggested, forget about gold, buy guns and ammo? I think that's great. I think that's wonderful. So, and that I can do and will. So don't mess with MZ. All right.
Hey, MZ.
Yeah.
Can I make a compliment about the Alex Jones show?
Yes.
You know, your production of the Alex Jones show at the Coconut Grove was a radically righteous, hot event. And thank God there were no incidents. You know, I prayed for like a month that it would go really well. And I want to salute you.
Well, thank you very much. It's not just me. It's our staff. It's Rosie. It's Michael. It's Dave. It's everybody at KSCO just worked in concert with this one, and I was worried, too.
Is it true that the Sentinel didn't even announce
any Jones' death? No, it's true, and that's okay. We don't need the Sentinel, and we don't need any of the other media. One media that is particularly that's been particularly supportive is Connections Magazine, owned by a person who's become a good friend of mine, Tom Kobe.
They're awesome.
And the other media doesn't even know who Alex Jones is and doesn't care. But that's okay. I'm not gonna berate anybody. I mean, they're just pretty much clueless about an amazing talent that is rising, that's a rising star. And the funny thing about Alex is, in getting to know him personally, I'm finding that the guy is really coachable. I mean, he really wants to. He's a reasonable person. He's very, very passionate, and he has his strong, controversial, in many cases, beliefs. But he's becoming a lot more mainstream in light of the crazy, unbelievable things that have happened in this country within the last year.
He's like a common man's man, or a common brother. He's just a common man who likes to investigate the news. He's a news hound.
Hey, Trucker Tom, what do you have to say about this? You listen to Alex Jones, or at least you have in the past, right?
Yes. I subscribe to there's like a podcast version of Alex Jones.
Uh-huh.
And I like it. I like the guy. A lot of what he says maybe a few years ago would have come across as crazy, kooky, radical fringe. But just look at what, in light of all the things that are going on right now in the government and have been for the past couple of years, everything he says is coming true. And I really like Alex Jones, like listening to him, and he comes across as very reasonable to me.
Well, we hope to have him back again maybe next year sometime, but we'll see. You're right. The first really big event we put on just went great, and there was a lot of security, believe me.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. It had a really warm hometown feeling to it. It's just such a blessing.
Right. Alex really liked the people here, and he really liked the place, and so that was great. Anyhow, thank you, Margaret, for your call to the Saturday special.
I'd like to hear that interview with your Sam, the globalist Sam Faraway, and about your mother and hate speech. I would like to hear that interview again.
It was just a comment. If you just go to KSCO.com and then go to Saturday special, and it's 2 or 3 weeks back. You know, it was like 2 weeks before the election. I can cut that part out, I guess, and maybe make it available. But I just
oh, you got to do that, man. We got to get
away.
That out there.
Okay. Hey, appreciate
okay, thank
it.
You,
thank
love you.
You. There goes Margaret. Here comes. Oh my goodness. Let's see. who's been waiting the longest? Would that be our good friend Rory in Watsonville?
It's Rory, yes. Thank
Hi,
you for
Rory.
Taking my call. Yeah, back on the transaction tax.
Yeah, H.R. 4646, a caller wanted to mention
okay.
the name of the
Yeah,
let's, it's H.R. 4646. Go ahead and Google it, and you can read all about it.
Okay, yeah, let's keep that number flowing out there so people can refer to it and start talking to their legislators and beat them up over it. I think, you know, how do we stem the red ink from the federal government? And it's common sense. You got to cut the spending. First of all, you got to arrest it, and then you got to start cutting it. And if you look, I forget the interest on the national debt is what, the third or fourth largest item in the budget right now. I forget the number, but it's
disgusting. You're right.
It's a huge number, $400 billion a year. I mean, it's phenomenal. It's in that $300 billion a year. Well, more, because the total budget's, what, $3.4 trillion for the U.S. budget? It's huge. So anyway, it's a big number. And I could tell you, a few years ago, I had an awakening when the house prices were still going to the moon. I ran into a friend, and she was talking to a young lady, and they just, this young lady... In her early, she just bought a house with her husband, and they had a baby, and I was looking at it, and I asked a friend, I said, well, how the heck do they afford a house around here? And the friend goes, oh, Section 8 helped them. I'm like, Section 8? I thought that was rental assistance. Oh, no, if you qualify, they'll help you get into your first house. So
what?
I went online.
I haven't heard that. Are you sure?
I went online that very morning and looked it up, and yes, if you qualify, Section 8 will help you buy a house. At least they used to. I don't know if it's still going. But that's gravy money, folks. So there I am. I'm sitting there, a renter, a tax-paying renter. Okay, I wouldn't qualify because I make too much money, but I couldn't afford a house in this community with reasonable criteria. That
still,
is, you know, not an idiot loan. So I'm
still, you might be a smart person being a renter. You're still a renter, Rory?
Yeah, but but it's going to change hopefully in the next 12 months.
Okay, well, see, that's a good thing that's happening because I always thought that prices were crazy, even though, you know, if you own real estate, which I do, you want it to go up in value. But when you look at how most people can't afford a home in this area, you feel sort of guilty because, you know, that's not right for normal, hardworking people to not be able to afford a home that they
right.
have.
Right, and that's the irony. Wrong. The irony is it's coming back down. I chose to invest in children and not a house 20 years ago, and that's okay. No regrets.
Yeah.
But I looked at this picture, and I said, great. I'm competing against myself in the marketplace because of this stupid government subsidy called Section 8 housing. Where did this come from? Who signed off on it? And this stuff has got to end. And people got to go out and scrounge for themselves. And we got to stop having government programs that fund single moms. I mean, we're just metastasizing the problem. You go out and you get pregnant, and there's all this gravy train money given to you as a single mother. Oh, you poor dear. And I know your trucker friend there, is it Dave?
Trucker Tom.
I'm sorry. He's on to it. I mean, this is a complete and total breakdown, and the tyrannical elements in our government are using it against us. And I've always refused any kind of governmental subsidy.
I'm inclined to go and get pregnant.
It's a little too late, Mike.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I've talked to you about this, MZ, before we talked on the phone privately, but there's a statistic out there that more than 50% of births overall, this isn't inner city, because that's like 90%, but overall births, over 50% of them are born to mothers out of wedlock, outside of marriage.
I just saw an article.
I believe that.
That's a disaster.
Yeah.
Right now, gentlemen, I just saw an article. The out of wedlock birth rates that I could remember were 72% for black, 29% for whites. I forget the Hispanic was higher than white, and 17% for Asians. And like you said, you average it all out, it's like right around 50% are out of wedlock, and that's a huge liability.
It is, because those kids, you know, some of them, let's be honest, some of them will survive. Some people are always able to survive. They have horrible backgrounds, they're able to survive. Statistically, though, a good chunk of those, and I don't know what it would be, but a good chunk of those maybe a majority of them, their future fodder for a future dictatorship.
That's right.
They are completely, statistically they don't do as well in school. They just don't do as well, and then they end up becoming just like their parents.
They've got a tough row to hoe, is what our parents' generation would say.
And then the other problem, and it's easy to look at, like inner city Chicago or inner city anywhere. Those people are angry to begin with because they're poor, and of course you have professional agitators like Jesse Jackson, Barack Obama, et cetera, that come along and agitate them.
Right.
And they feel mad because they know that, they may not be able to put it into words. They know that they've been robbed of something, But
yeah, they just don't know who the robber is. And
the government comes along, people in the government are, they'll come along and say, oh, there, you poor thing. You're too stupid to make your own way. Here's a government handout.
One last thing I'll leave your listeners with is go look up online Andrew Jackson's farewell address. I finally looked it up last night and started reading it, and it's impossible to stop reading. It was given in January of 1837, and the guy had phenomenal insight.
Once you put down that book, you never want to pick it up again.
Have you read that book?
No, but I want to.
The one from Andrew Jackson?
Right. Yeah, I keep hearing that. By
the way,
it's on multiple sites, and it's phenomenal. He had the paper money, the bank cabal thing down to a T. He fought the National Bank of the United States, and he beat them back then. So that's 1837, folks. Read it. Start continuing to educate yourself, but it's going to come to a head.
Before you go, I want to ask you, have you read Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand?
Oh, I know of it, but I've never read it, Tom.
Okay, that was me until a few days ago. I finally, because the book itself is like 1,100 pages, just too intimidating, got the audiobook version from Audible. It's 64 hours long, but it is phenomenal. It's a novel, but it's really enthralling, and I'm not even all the way through with it. I've been listening to it for the past week as I'm driving my truck. But if you just listen through that, it's going to give you tons of ammunition, arguing with people. It's phenomenal. It's just amazing.
Thank you, and thank you to all the truckers out there that keep this country going. I tell people, because I work in ag, I said if the truck stopped for 2 or 3 days, the whole system would grind to an absolute halt. There would be no food on the table.
I don't know. Not too many people are aware of it, but they're pushing rules right now. And rulemaking. It's not even in Congress. It's these people that are this kind of dictators that make rules. Department of Transportation. They're coming up with rules. They're wanting to limit the hours of service from what they are, basically reduce the capacity that the trucking companies can haul. And that's going to have how's that going to help our economy?
Yeah, well, keep your lead poisoning machines handy, folks. Take care.
And then, of course, they do it, and they say, well, you're against safety. You're against safety. And they always do it. They always couch it in terms of safety or...
Yeah,
we're here to help you. So on, and it's live, of course, because the opposite effect.
We're faced with that in ag every day. There's unfeeling, automatic bureaucrats coming at us.
Okay, Rory, thank you much.
You.
We got a number
Bye.
Of other callers here. It's 11:46, and Nikki is going to clobber me if I don't pitch to the commercial break. So stay with us. It's your favorite radio station and your favorite program, the Saturday Special. We'll be back.
Hi, Roy Trowbridge here with Palace Art and Office Supply. Listen to the conversation now going on between Mabel and Shannon of Palace's retail management team.
I just love November.
Why is that, Mabel?
Well, Shannon, that's because November is when folks start making things for the holidays.
They come into Palace looking for ideas, which means we get to have lots of fun helping people be creative.
Yeah, the other day I helped a guy pick out a bunch of paints, brushes, and canvas so his grandmother could start painting again. And it was all on sale, and he was thrilled. I wonder if she'll be like a Grandma Moses.
But don't forget our great selection of gifts and cards. And for the kids, we have art kits, craft projects, books, puzzles, games, and a huge selection of Japanese erasers and those silly shaped rubber band bracelets they're all wearing.
And each Palace store is unique. If you don't find what you want at one store, you'll find it at the other.
At Palace on Pacific Avenue in downtown Santa Cruz and on 41st and Capitola, you will find friendly, helpful advice for all of your holiday projects. And don't forget to think local first.
Autumn is the time to make certain your home is safe and ready for the long nights of winter. Hello, I'm Charlie Friedman.
And I'm Tino from JM Electric. Charlie's right. Autumn is the time to get a free, no-obligation electrical safety assessment from JM Electric. Listen.
My name is Lane LeCompte, and I live in Soquel. My home is about 45 years old. They did a complete evaluation. They checked every light socket, every outlet, the wiring in the attic, outside. I have a swimming pool. They checked that. They checked everything, everywhere. They were wonderful. They really took care of everything, of all of the items we had. I sleep very well after the work that they did.
Call for a free, no-obligation electrical safety assessment from JM Electric today.
I'll personally come out and walk through your home to see if I can spot any trouble before it happens. I'm Tino at JM Electric, 422-7819. That's 422-7819. Or jmelectric.com and tell them Charlie sent you.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Hello, Charlie Friedman here. Listen to the things your friends and neighbors are doing for themselves with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Microwave repair.
Robotic arm with controller for eShed industrial arm.
Tesla coil for my rail gun.
Dead tricks upgrades.
Drive for a telescope.
A tube amp for my guitar.
Submersible sensors for NASA.
Ethernet cable for my new iMac.
Solar powered gate.
Instrument panel for an airplane.
Wiring my hot rod.
Upgrading PC system.
Help with home wiring.
Custom audio cables for recording studio.
High voltage electronic ignition circuit.
Building a spaceship.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Voted best electronics store 2 years running. Call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444 or visit at 2808 Soquel Avenue in Santa Cruz. Do it yourself and save money with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah. Sitting
on the Otis Redding. 1968. Otis Redding, 1968, Dock of the Bay.
You got it.
And he only sang that, about 6 months before he crashed in the airplane and perished.
I know. That
was so sad.
Not cool.
Yeah, you were minus some years old then.
I was right. Very minus.
Yeah, very minus. Well, golly gee, we got about less than 10 minutes of this program remaining. We're talking about how to lower the deficit and is a transaction tax that is proposed the way to go. And most people say no. In fact, I don't think anybody on this program has said yes. Let's see. We got Phil in Santa Cruz and Craig in San Jose. Let's see. Let's go to Craig in San Jose here and welcome him to Saturday Special. Craig, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Z-Man. Hey, that Sam Farr's a joke, isn't he? Yeah, I'll pay $2 for a frickin' head of lettuce. $3 just to get rid of him. Do you remember a talk show host, Jim Eason?
Sure.
Yeah, I hear he's living back in the Bay Area. Wouldn't he be a great guest for a Saturday show?
Sure, he would. Sure, yeah. Where did you hear he's in the Bay Area? Are they going to get him back on?
I read somewhere where he has some family, so he moved back from the Carolinas to here. But he was the guy in the 1970s. Who he would always say that the government was the enemy of the people.
Uh-huh.
Boy, is he ever right.
Yeah. No, it's true. Wow, that's great news. Yeah, there's big changes going on at KGO, actually. I heard they finally got rid of my favorite idiot, Dean Adell. They put him on the weekend.
They got rid of him, huh?
Well, they put him on the weekend. You know, they buried him on the weekend here at a which, and I thought that was a terrible time to wreck the day with his garbage. But
yeah,
he's one of my least favorite people. Don't get me started on him. That we can do that on a separate show.
Well, thing about that guy was I used to listen to him when he first few years when he came on the air, and he was always pro herbs and health food and stuff like that. And his family was in the supplement business.
Oh, I didn't know that, huh?
Yeah, and he completely changed after a while. He got, you know, so conventional, and he would, you know, he would always take digs at the herbs and the supplement industry all the time.
Yeah, well, that's what I don't like about him, and not so he, a person is entitled to their opinion, and they're entitled to change it. But what they shouldn't badmouth a particular person or a particular concept and then not allow any input from that person or concept. And that's the problem I have with him. Anyhow, hey. So what else has happened?
Well, one quick thing I read a couple of days ago, George Soros says that Barack Obama should be ruling by executive order. And, you know, you're talking about this law or something like that. You know, you can't put it past a guy like that to try and do an executive order. What if he did do that by executive order? What could you do about it? Is there anything?
I don't know. I don't know if he could do it. If anybody could do it, it would be our president, because he's very, very skilled at law and constitutional
law. But he could do anything he wants pretty much by executive order almost. Could anybody stop him doing anything like that?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know. But let's find out if Trucker Tom knows.
Yeah, I'll get off the radio.
Okay,
what
about Trucker Tom? Thank you, Craig. Craig raised an interesting question here. What do you think, Trucker Tom?
Well, Obama's done a bunch of things through executive orders, and the problem is, I mean, we're already kind of ignoring the Constitution, and it's really going to get to the point where it's up to us, the people, are we going to take control back of our government?
How do you do that unless you do – there's no such thing as a national referendum
or initiative. Well, what has happened – there's been a very positive thing that's happened in the form of this Tea Party movement, because there's no leader of the Tea Party movement. It's something that just started bubbling up out there.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's already had an effect. And,
and
so
the
left, Tea Party,
the left refers to that as the tea baggers. They don't it's
the
not
Tea Party movement.
Yeah, the Tea Party.
Well, people shouldn't worry about what names people call them. That's silly to worry about names.
But you know what a tea bagger is. It's a very disgusting sexual
act. I know.
And people do that because they like to hit below the belt. That's not very nice.
Well, it's not very nice, but they shouldn't become upset by it, and they should it's just see it for what it is. If somebody calls you a name, somebody calls me a name, I don't. It's not any skin off my back. They can call me names all day long. You know, it's just noises.
Sticks and stones will break my bones.
But
names...
the problem is most people are, they are sensitive to words, overly sensitive to words, too sensitive to words. And so somebody calls them a name and it's like, they're all upset. And so then they want this hate speech, to make somebody upset. And, then they start passing laws saying, well, you can't say certain things, certain words. You can't talk about certain things because you're going to, there are these people that are sensitive to those words, and it's hate speech. It's absurd. But so in any case, the Tea Party, this Tea Party idea, just general citizens, the good Americans, even though we all don't agree on everything, and we don't have to agree, but we agree on certain basic things, certain basic elements, we need to continue to assert our, we can in our own sphere of influence. And if enough of us do that, we have a profound effect.
I've always liked the way you think, Trucker Tom Wiles. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say the problem has been over the past, most of my life, I've heard my entire life, things are going downhill and the country's going to, it's going to Hades in a handbasket, et cetera, et cetera. And it was true, but a lot of us just lived our lives and, we thought, well, this is bad, but what can I do? I'm just one person. Well, it turns out that, we can actually do a lot, but enough of us finally, I think, have gotten to the point where things are starting to boil over, and I think that a force has been, you know, kind of been awakened. And as I say, there's no leader to it. It's, you know, just basic, average, decent Americans are kind of effervescing, you know, kind of coming to the forefront. And we can't just assume like we did in 94 that, you know, because in 94 when all of the conservatives got elected to Congress, we sort of assumed we just, well, that problem solved, and we just kind of ignored it after that. But now we can't do that. We've got to continue
to pound
and finally the thing is going to fall apart. You know, we have to start undermining the government.
We have one more caller, Phil in Santa Cruz. Go, Phil, you're on.
Yes, the first thing I want to do and most important thing is I want to compliment you on having this trucker Tom on. He's one of the most intelligent and balanced and articulate people I've ever heard. I wish he had a talk show.
I do. It's called TruckerTomPodcast.com.
TruckerTomPodcast.com. Okay, I'll try to remember that. The other thing I wanted to say, getting back to this 4646, is this whole premise of stating it as a way to get rid of the deficit is wrong. Because other people have said the same thing, but I'll come up with another analogy that's medical-based, like the cancer analogy. If you have a patient that comes in and his major artery is cut and he's gushing blood, the first thing the doctors do is try to stop the bleeding. They don't go out and say, okay, let's acquire all the blood we can. Let's kill people if we have to fill this bucket with blood so we can keep pouring the blood in the one end while it's mm-hmm. gushing out the other end. And that's exactly where we are, and that's exactly the mindset of people who say, let's reduce the deficit. How can we tax this, raise this tax to reduce the deficit?
Thank you for saying that. It was the wrong premise, and I apologize.
That's a brilliant analogy. So what we have to, if we can take that analogy farther.
But you know what? We're going to have to do it another time. We might have to continue this program because it's the end of the show right now. That's it. Thank you, Trucker Tom. Thank you, everybody, for calling, and thank you for Nikki. That's it. This program will be rebroadcast tonight between the hours of 10 p.m. and midnight or on demand at KSCO.com. Yeah.
That's all, folks.
KSCO, Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It is... Oh, well, it's almost 12 noon. Am I right, Nikki?
1080 on your dial.
Yeah, well, now it's 12 noon.
AM 1080, the station for intelligent people only. Stupid people must tune to another station immediately.
Okay, now it's 12 noon.
Break the standoff among Democrats over House leadership. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to be minority leader and wants to make Steny Hoyer of Maryland her number two. Problem was, Jim Clyburn of South Carolina wanted a leadership spot as well. Pelosi now says she would nominate Clyburn for a new position that would make him her assistant.
A lot of Democrats, even some of the liberal folks here, you know, who are her power base, thought that, look, you lost 60-some seats. You can't stay around. You could stay in Congress, but we don't need you at the top of the helm here. So when she decided to do this, it created this squeeze between others trying to stay in leadership, and it focused everybody's attention on this fight between Jim Clyburn and Steny Hoyer to be her deputy.
Fox's Chad Pergram reporting. Republicans planning their own agenda for the new House. The GOP says money matters are topping their to-do list.
We're also tracking down every last rule and roadblock rigged to keep government spending binge on autopilot. Now, if we're ever going to change the broken status quo, we need to make it easier to cut spending and harder to increase it.
Oregon Congressman Greg Walden speaking for the Republicans in their weekly address. Walden is also the transition chairman. Rahm Emanuel making it official.
I'm announcing my candidacy for mayor.
President Obama's former chief of staff made his mayoral announcement at a school on Chicago's North Side. That's a district he represented in Congress before going to the White House. Emanuel is about one of a half dozen candidates who have announced or will soon announce their hopes to be mayor of Chicago. In Afghanistan, NATO says insurgents have killed three coalition service members in an attack. NATO not releasing any further details, such as the nationalities of those killed. Also today, the Taliban tried to storm a NATO base in eastern Afghanistan. They were turned back. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You're in the Fox Light.
Michael Jackson fans may be in for a treat. This is it. Director Kenny Ortega is in talks to bring a feature-length version of the King of Pop's classic video, Thriller, to the big screen. Jackson's estate has yet to give their blessing, but Ortega hopes it will happen within the next couple of years. Lady Gaga's Little Monsters have a chance at an easy A. The University of South Carolina is offering a course on the pop star called Lady Gaga and the Sociology of Fame. The class will be part of the spring semester curriculum. And Chitty Chitty Bang Bang took flight once more, celebrating the release of the classic movie's remastered DVD with stars Sally Ann Howes and Dick Van Dyke on hand to rev up the crowd before a special screening.
You know what my favorite song is? Someone to Care For. To be there for.
In Hollywood, Adam Housley, Fox News.
The Fox Light.
Keep listening for more Focus from the Fox Light on Fox News Talk.
New airport screening techniques not exactly getting off the ground with travelers.
Female, one anomaly.
In a growing number of airports, high-tech body imaging scanners are showing up, dubbed naked strip search machines by advocates arguing the technology goes too far.
I'd rather have one person in a booth all by themselves look at my big deal body contour.
Most passengers are passing through the screening with little argument, but if a traveler objects, they can bypass the scanner for a full-body pat-down. Those pat-downs are earning a lot of criticism from a lot of different groups, including the Council on American Islamic Relations and pilots' unions. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Saudi Arabia blocking Facebook. A government official says the country is banning the social networking site because Facebook doesn't match up with Saudi Arabia's conservative values. The man accused of beating a priest who allegedly molested him as a child was back in court.
43-year-old Will Lynch not entering a plea in a brief court hearing in San Jose, California. Prosecutors saying he's the man who went into a Jesuit retirement home in the area and beat the Reverend Gerald Lynch.